Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our New Year's celebration, the completion of the old year, and a welcoming in of the new year. I'm so happy you're joining us, and I'm just going to let people sign in. I see already 70 people have signed in, and it isn't even the first minute. We've got over 400, maybe close to 500 students today. So I want to just give everybody a chance to get here before I start with teaching and working with the clearings. But if you'd like to get started on the clearing, you could start with chopping, elbows down at the side and the hands. Just chopping forward in front of the heart chakra. That'll be the clearing for today. And such a beautiful completion to see so many of you here wrapping up your old year, putting an end to the old year, and getting ready to open to a new year with a fresh start. We have some beautiful poems and songs to sing and affirmations to share, and a really, really beautiful clearing that we'll be doing today. So welcome, everybody. Okay, good. I see we're in the 90s now, and I know there's many people signing in. So just get here, get settled, and we're doing chopping. If you'd like to start with the clearing chart right away, you can get right into chopping. We begin, as always, our tradition is to start with prayer. Mother, Father, God, angels, golden legions, guides, gods, goddesses, saints and sages, Jesus and Mary, and all those enlightened beings who stand with us to bring this beautiful quantum activations work into the world and really to help each person to claim a new power and a new strength in themselves by remembering the truth of the human blueprint, the truth of their body being, how they regenerate, how they clear, helping them to remember who they are and what is not them. We thank you so much, all of you, angels, guides, especially Mother, Father, God, especially Jesus and Mary, and all of those who stand with us. We thank you for seeing us through this very powerful 2018 year. And we open to a stronger, a firmer foundational year in the coming year, where we have both a fortification of our inner workings. Our presence becomes stronger, our being becomes stronger, our truth and awareness becomes brighter, we're able to more easily access our discernment and our inner knowledge, and we thank you for helping us make those transitions, and also for being able to stay in those higher frequencies for the most part, avoiding some of the low energies that will be part of this this coming year. We thank you so much for the balance that we're experiencing already in our life and the commitment to mastering balance, mastering full self-expression. We thank you for fortifying us and helping us to understand that we are beings of light in physical bodies, needing to have balance and structure in our life to really thrive, to soar, to reach the highest heights. We pray for all the beings in and out of body, and especially all the angels, especially the Golden Legion, who's been here from the very beginning helping us. We pray that all of the beings who stand with us, our light beings, our helpers, that they also may move into this cycle with us in a fortified experience where their spirit, their dynamic energy, their wisdom grow, that they also become strong and balanced and sure-footed. We thank you for all the beings here on the call. We thank you for the hundreds of students who are having access to this, who are learning and growing and becoming more of themselves and letting go of eliminating, erasing, disappearing that which is not them. And now, Mother, Father, God, we ask for special blessings for our leaders, for President Trump, and for all the leaders, for every person on this call who represents a unique country, a unique circumstance. We pray for the township leaders, the state leaders, the county leaders, the community leaders. We pray for the presidents and the kings and the queens and all of those who stand in positions of leadership on the planet at this moment in time. We pray that they receive divine guidance and a showering of blessings, that they might grow in wisdom and be fortified to help us to experience the true Garden of Eden, the beauty of this planet. And we pray for all of those who are in the media, whether they're beautiful people, we pray for Oprah and beautiful people who bring us information in beautiful ways or in challenging ways. We pray that all of those people in the media experience a true blessing, that they experience their life opening up, their heart opening up. We pray for a shift in the way that we receive information, and that they really experience an awakening in their life. We thank you so much, Mother, Father, God, for all the people who are also bringing this work into the world. We thank you for people who are doing healing work, who are perhaps beginning at the edge of the quantum work. We thank you for all the people who teach about love and the people who teach about awareness and awakening and healing our bodies. We pray for them that they might find themselves in a field of truth, a field of awareness, a field of knowledge, of bringing in that which we need on this planet. So we pray a blessing for all of those. And all of those, we pray also for those who partner with us, who say, we want you on our summit, or we want you to write an article for us, or any way that people partner with us, we pray for our partners. We pray for Jennifer McLean and Darius and so many, Jacqueline Johnston, and we pray for those who are helping the world and standing in a position of love and influence, and we pray that they also receive a blessing today. And very much we pray for those who are on this call, who are watching this replay. We pray that they might have a full release of the challenges that have troubled them through the year, that they might release that which is not them, that they need not carry in suffering and challenge and discord from 2018 into 2019. We pray that things rapidly resolve, that there be openings and clarity and ease and grace in their lives. We thank you for the love that we experience in our lives. We thank you for the people we love and who love us. We thank you for the sun and the moon and the sky and the stars. We thank you for the earth and the ocean and the beings that live on the earth and the beings that live in the waters. We thank you for the air we breathe. We thank you for the fire that keeps our furnaces going and keeps us warm. We thank you for the food we eat. We thank you for good choices. And we thank you for the Quantum Academy, for all that has expanded so beautifully in the Academy. We thank you for all the training material. We thank you for bringing the songbooks and the poetry books and all the training manuals and charts and everything that has come together. We thank you so much for all that is already manifest and all that is yet to manifest, that is already written in the Book of Truth, the Book of Knowledge, that this is what is written for 2019. And we ask for a showering of blessings on health and vitality. And we thank you for everything, all the love, all the beauty, all the poetry, all the songs, all the music, all the things we hear that uplift us. We thank you for our lives. We thank you for everything that nourishes us, everything that heals us. Amen. And then together we will do the love wisdom affirmation, and then I'm going to actually read that longer piece once we've done this and looked at the chart. So we will go from there to the chart and then into the longer piece that the love wisdom affirmation came from. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I have worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. And, of course, we're always going to sing an opening blessing, a call to lighten. Soften night and sweep the spirit. Gentle voices call our song. We are magic. We are wonder. When we live beyond the veil, humankind, please raise your thoughts. Bring a plane of peace and love. We, the guardians of the pilgrims, we, the authors of the play. And we're going to look at that clearing chart right now. And then we're going to continue on with some very, very beautiful, inspirational things. So here we go. Here's the clearing chart. Right permission and ability to release and let go of the past incompletes, the challenges and the upsets from 2018, to clear my home so that each room may support the highest level of activity, love, and nourishment in it, and to set myself up in a grounded place of fortification, strength, joy, and expansion as I move into 2019, removing amalgamated, compulsive, cruel, delusion, disgust, evil, intertwined, observing, and satanic. And we've got a slightly new, different arrangement to the chart. It's kind of the same, a little bit different. Things are a little labeled now on the chart. So everybody can be doing chopping. I showed you chopping at the beginning of the hour. I'm going to just copy this and put it into the chat box. It also is in trainings and support if you're having difficulties seeing the screen, so you can get it there also. And I'm going to come back on the screen and show you chopping once more and the inner thigh pump if chopping is a little bit difficult for you to do, which I know some people who have disabilities it's a little bit tough. So chopping is with the elbows at the side and the hands are about 3-4 inches apart, the fingers held firmly, and you're using your hands as if they're chopping, as if they're like the artist's equipment. So they're like the chopping equipment. You can keep your fingers together or apart, either one is fine. This is what we're going to do as we progress through the hour. You can chop. The second kind of backup, if chopping is difficult, you can do the inner thigh pump. That's with the hand pumping. I've got my leg crossed here, but you can also open your leg, and it's really the only thing that's pumping is from the wrist. The hand is extending and contracting. You can do it very little, or you can do it more rigorously. So chopping would be the preferred method, and then inner thigh pump will work beautifully for those of you who have a disability and you find it difficult to chop. Okay. And then we're going to, I'm going to read this Love Wisdom Creed, where we get the Love Wisdom affirmation that we do. And this is part of the Illumination Rosary and speaks to, it's kind of like a truth, a truism. I think it's quite beautiful. Maybe I'll leave myself on the screen here. There is one infinite God, Goddess, vibration of love that creates everything seen and unseen. Just 1 minute. Adele, you want to come and say hi?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What happened to your pet?
She's
having water. Okay, come on. Come on. Come say hi to everybody. Up. Okay, we got a 2-year-old without pants on. Okay. Say hi, everybody. Can you say hi to everybody? Say hi. Can you show them the quantum pump? What do you think? Adelia's being a wild girl today. Are you being a wild girl? Mommy's got makeup on. Yeah, that's got some lipstick on. Yeah? Give Mommy a hug. Aww. Okay, you want to say bye-bye to everybody and wave bye?
Bye.
Bye. Okay, go get some pants on. And then she's going to be too loud for me because I'm broadcasting.
I'm going
to
go watch
Good. Adelia, come here. Okay, time to go. I know. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. There's the handoff. Okay, now we go back to beautiful. I'm just going to start from the beginning again. She's adorable. We'll have baby. Baby 2 is arriving so soon, you guys. We're so excited. There is one infinite God, Goddess vibration of love that creates everything, seen and unseen. This all-pervading, prevailing presence is a light, love, miraculous creation, and the sacred expression of inclusion. Divine love embraces all humanity, regardless of religious preference or any other human collective difference. Heaven is here on earth. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body, here and now. My spirit is limitless. I'm responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. I enjoy direct mystical access and divine union while practicing spiritual rites. These sacred rites belong to all humanity. In the Christian tradition, they are known as baptism, rebirth, the communion of saints, the sacrament of communion, and the mystic bridal chamber. I follow the sacred path towards spiritual awakening, enlightenment, transmutation, and ascension in this life. I experience the presence of the Christed One, known to me as Jesus the Christ. Jesus Christ was Avatar, teacher, guide, and friend. I revere Blessed Mother Mary, who is compassion, love, forgiveness, and healing. I trust in the existence of the Holy Spirit, who is essence, living in me as life force. I trust in the reality of the Holy Ones, the divine male and female deities who have sprung forth from all the great and lesser known spiritual paths to teach and guide us on the path of love, wisdom. I am ageless and timeless. My life continues in and or out of this human temple I call my body. Whatever I have done willingly or unknowingly to myself or others that does not resonate with pure truth can be washed from me through the power of forgiveness and the unending, limitless power of love. Whew, that feels wonderful to start our celebration and our completing with the Love Wisdom Creed. Such a beautiful piece. And that's that, by the way, if you're wondering where is that, for some reason there's Google's on there. It looks like my daughter might have touched the front of that cover. But Illumination, it's on the website. So you can get that if you would like to. In any case, it's there for you, and it's one of my books, one of my pieces. And as we simply start thinking about leaving a year, and for some, the year will have been amazing. It will have been one of the best years of your life. 2018 was like so amazing for you, and so many things happened for you, and you really grew your business, and your health improved, and you met the love of your life, and you're now in a committed relationship, and you had your first child, or you had your child went off to school, and it was a freedom for you. And, you know, we can list all the amazing, magnificent things of 2019, and I'm hoping that a lot of you are in that position. Some of you are in a position where 2018 was challenging, that you had some difficulties, that there were moments when you were really frustrated and things weren't as good as you had hoped that they would be. And I've got a poem here. This is in my poem, Breaking Through, a book of poetry, that I wrote in the mid-90s. I wrote these poems. And this one's called I'm No Quitter. And it's just a sweet little poem about meeting with adversity and saying, I'm just not quitting. I'm not giving up on life. I'm not giving up on myself. And so we'll go into I'm No Quitter, and then we'll go into one that's more on waking up with the sunshine. It's a new day and a new cycle. I'm no quitter. I'm no quitter. I fight, but I hate violence, so it's not. I stand firm. I'm a ball of mush inside. I stay as long as it takes, to my detriment sometimes. Life happens. Sometimes it's not a pretty thing. I've even been bruised. That won't stop me from loving. So I'm no quitter, and you are not a quitter. You are not, and I know you are not. And I know that things can come up, and things can be challenging and difficult. And, you know, our commitment to live beyond that, I think one of the things that I was doing back then was looking at no matter what, that no matter what, I'm going to show up for myself, I'm going to stand in love, even if there's a lot of gunk going on that is really gnarly in my space. I'm going to stand for love, and I'm going to stay in that space. So another piece, by the way, these are beautiful. This is one of my poetry books. This one, The Morning Sun, and it talks about the cycle of the sun and the light. And if you can think about it more also metaphorically as sometimes we're living in the light, just like there's a poem on the labyrinth that I talk about in the same way we sing it sometimes. About being, sometimes we're standing in the light and we feel it, it feels great. Sometimes we're standing in the darkness and we wonder, when is the light going to reappear? And so I think that's a perfect poem to also read at the end, where, you know, the end of a cycle, we're at the end of a cycle, we're at the opening and the beginning of a new year. Morning sun. I am the morning sun. I break open the dark egg of night. I shine through the longest days. I die with the end of light. A faithful friend I am, each day born again. I encourage you on and brighten your way. Depend on me every dawn. I am the solar panel of life. I wrap you in a blanket of love. My fires search fiercely on high. Oh, scorch fiercely on high. Down here, I'm gentle as a dove. And so we are all chopping and clearing. We're doing a clearing to release the past. And also, I had an understanding of checking on my own home. Is it set at a place where I could have the highest experience in every room? And turns out it was at a kind of a, if your highest experience was level 7, most of my rooms, even though I've done tons of clearings on them and they don't have ghosts or beings in them, were set lower because of the previous occupants. So the numbers were like in the 2 and 3 range. We talk about those levels of the highest mastery of love when we talk about the 7 stages of love. But in this clearing that we're doing today, we're going to clear the rooms in your home also so that you can experience higher levels of nourishment, higher levels of fun, companionship, and partnership. So I put that into the clearing chart also. I'd like to share with you a reading from the Love Novena, and that is, we've had that in classes numerous times from the Book of Rituals from Carol Parrish. So if you're interested in that, you can, this is from her book, the Love Novena. I greet this day with love in my heart. This is the great secret of happiness. The unseen power of love can open the hearts of humanity and bless all of life. I will make love my most effective tool, bringing the energy of life to myself and others. Love will melt the blocks within and around me, opening me to the joy of life. I liken love to the rays of the sun, which can soften the cold of harshest days. I greet this day with love in my heart. And the Love Novena, a novena is part of the Catholic tradition. It's a 9-day prayer. Sometimes you say the same prayer every day for 9 days. In Carol's book, she makes a special love prayer for each day. So each day, you're praying for the planet, you're praying for yourself, for transformation, for someone you love. So that's part of the Love Novena, which we'll probably be reading more of in a little bit. So I prepared lots to chat with you about today. Another area I'd like to talk to you about, because we're setting the space for fortification, strength, and balance, is the balance wheel. What's on the balance wheel, what you can start thinking about as you start your goal setting. I know it's a tradition for most people, to whether they do resolutions or set some new goals at the beginning of the year and then map out how they're going to implement those new goals. So this is from the Balance Your Life Now book. You can get on an ebook, or it's a physical book too. It's really fun because it's got the little work sheet pages in here. It's a 12-week program. So it's a great way to start the new year really working on, I am going to bring my life to full self-expression in the next 12 weeks, and I'm going to work on it diligently. So what's on here on our balance wheel, social and friends, emotional, career, family and friends, finance, spirituality, creativity, dance and music, and health and recreation. So those are the eight areas of life that need to be brought into balance. There's little charts in here that you can work on, and I was just thinking that would be a beautiful beginning way to start your year is with balance. So working on bringing life into more balance. Okay, and I did see, is there a replay of this class? There's a replay of every single class that we teach. So I'm going to pop back to the clearing chart. But before we do that, I'm going to take you through the Great Invocation. You'll find that in both of the Illumination books. Here's the other one. This is just all the prayers. The other one is the Source Guide. It teaches. It's a teaching book. This one is just the prayers themselves. Both of these are on the website and on Amazon. Okay, and when we talk about this, I want you to be thinking about and feeling in your body. So from the point of love, and so you could imagine the mind, the heart, and then the belly, and then down at the perineum. Okay, so there's four points that we'll be touching. So the heart, the center of the mind, you could imagine that you hold the space of the divine, and the heart, and then the will, which is your belly, maybe an inch above your belly button, and then the perineum, which is the bone that you're sitting on between your legs, the perineum, first chakra, basically. And some of you will know this, but it'll add power if you see from the point of love within the mind of the divine, and you see that love as a point in your mind, that you become the divine. So I want to just encourage you as you listen to this to embody it as you imagine. You could close your eyes if you want to. Imagine that point of love, a point of light. From the point of light within the mind of the divine, let light stream forth into the minds of all sentient beings. Let light complete the earth. From the point of love within the heart of the divine, let love stream forth into the hearts of all sentient beings. May absolute Christ love be realized here on earth. From the center where the will of the divine is known, let the divine insight guide the resolve of all sentient beings. The source wisdom the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of humanity, let the divine realm of higher consciousness be embodied and fulfilled. Let love, light, and power restore humankind to grace. And as we hold that space, taking a mudra of fortifying power, so strengthening your foundation with an upward movement forward of the chair here. So this represents the core, your center, your body, the thumb pointing upward, your spiritual aspiration. This firm ground, this firm foundation being held, you're going to hold it just above the pubic bone. The thumb is pointing out into the world, able to have your higher, so that higher aspiration, and being able to move in the world, so the thumb pointing out, this thumb here is pointing out, and a firm foundation. So we just breathe into that. This is the mudra for core strengthening. and then strengthening our voice. And it's the right hand. This is the right hand. It's facing my neck. My fingers are wrapped around. And then the left hand embracing the right hand in front of the throat chakra. Strengthening your voice in the world. And then we move from there to the cup of love, miracle mudra. And this is being able to be the receiver of an outpouring of spiritual gifts. And as we hold our hands in miracle mudra, we receive all the outpouring of spiritual gifts. You might imagine just a showering of gold light pouring into your hands and overflowing out of your hands. Cup of love, tipping that cup into your heart. Receiving, being able to receive and accept that divine love, that outpouring of divine gifts. And then opening again in a different way. This is the Lotus Mudra, integrating the mundane and the physical, heart's desire with the spiritual path, your spiritual desire. So you're breathing in and out. You can say, Sat Nam, which is my name, is truth. You can go Sat Nam. As you imagine your heart's desire, your heart's desires, your inner longings, what you imagine and hope for being integrated with your highest truth and your spiritual path. You can go Sat Nam, Sat Nam. So my name is truth. And then coming into Namaste, the mudra, I honor the God, Goddess within you. I honor the divinity of you. And that's what we practice. We actually practice our divine nature as we are creator, God, Goddess on the planet. We have this beautiful gift that the divine has instilled in us. We practice that. And then infinity mudra called Dhyan mudra. Placing down like this, is grounding, and placing up is receiving. Beautiful. Such a beautiful flow of energy for us in this day of both releasing that which is not us, that which we don't need to bring along with us, maybe clearing a little from that timeline of 2018 challenges and just softening that so we've learned what we needed to learn from challenges, and we're pulling the strength of 2018 as our firm foundation, and that strength is everything, the challenges and the difficulties. And everybody's still chopping. Just stay with the chopping. We're going to be continuing to clear on the clearing chart. I'm going to put that chart up again for you to see for a minute. But just know that the chart will be clearing because we've made contact with it already. We've looked at it. And so that's our clearing chart once more. Everybody doing chopping. And you can see I have changed. Especially for the apprentices, you're going to find this chart is going to be very lovely for you to work with. We have issued this to our 42 apprentices, so just know that things are changing. The apprentices, we're just pulling together our chart book, so that should be done in about 7 days, and we'll be issuing a chart book, the January 1st chart book, for our apprentices. So it'll have more than 100 pages. It has every detail that we have mapped out in it. Every single thing that's on any chart is going to be mapped into your chart book. So you'll have access to that. That's for apprentices. Okay. Uh, an update for you. The songbook will be out in about a week. So it's still with the designer for two or three more days, and then it's going into Amazon. We'll be printing it directly in Amazon. So it's soon to come. I think one last piece that we'll read or sing, I'm going to sing for you, All Is Found. It's just a letting go of the pains and sorrows of the past and finding a real hope, beyond hope, a knowledge, an alignment with the divine, an alignment with your magnificence. So, gone through something really, really challenging. Somebody has died. You've been assaulted. You've had something terrible happen. Your house burned down. You went through something really difficult this year. This will make sense to those of you who have had something really challenging happen. Just when I think that all is lost, and there's nothing, nothing more that I can do. When the pain in my heart gets too great, and I feel that I will explode, when all is lost, and hope is nowhere, when I find myself screaming in terror, I find my depth, my center, my light, while surrendering to my soul. Grace finds a way to melt away the tears, and a soothing, gentle trust reappears. When all is calm and I find myself at one, when chaos is transformed into clarity, grace finds a way to melt away the tears, and a soothing, gentle trust reappears. And I come to that. I have that in a number of different areas, but it's in the Ovarian Rosary book, which is a book of so beautiful. It's a book of art and poetry. I'm going to show this to you. And I was looking at this also this morning, in that we also go through seven-year cycles, and we go through first fertility cycles. And here's part of the process I went through to have children. I had 13 miscarriages using fertility treatment, and that was part of my sacred journey, a cycle that is ended now. And here's the beautiful poetry, the Ovarian Rosary, which is very beautiful, not meant to be said on a daily basis, meant to acknowledge the sacredness of the pursuit of being a mother. And I wanted to show you something I saw this morning. It's another one of those beautiful the pieces from all the injections that I'd given myself, all the different parts. It was like the medicine wheel, literally. And this page, though, I wanted to show you specifically because this little one right here is Adelia. And I've been getting the ultrasounds for Virgil. Looks just like him. So there was a knowing while I was going through the treatments years ago that these were my children, and they were going to come to me in a different way. So this, so funny, because I had drawn this, but no mother. I had drawn kind of a disembodied womb. There's my little baby hanging around there. And this one I drew as the hand of God, like God was handing me the baby. So this one is Adelia, and I'm sure this one is Virgil. So that a womb with no body to it, just there's that beautiful baby floating around. And it definitely looks like little Virgil when you'll see him coming into the world. Yep, so ending of a path, ending of suffering. This was part of that suffering. I made a crown of thorns to represent all the pokes and all the sadness that I had gone through while I was attempting to bring in a baby through my body. And as we know, some children are meant to come different ways. And so I feel so grateful for my growing family, and that it was already divinely ordained for me in this stage in my life to bring in children in a unique and powerful way. So let's see. So we've checked a little bit in on balancing, on illumination. We've done some poems. We've done some singing. We've done some clearing. I had something on my mind that I wondered about, and I thought I might talk to you about it. We have a few minutes left in our clearing and our opening to the new. I do encourage each one of you to sign up for the Quantum State of the Union address, where I will be doing more of a prediction into the coming year and helping you to kind of know there'll be 5 or 6 days that are really good days. There'll be 5 or 6 days that'll be challenging days. There'll be a couple global crisis days probably. So I'll be giving you that lineup and a little bit more teaching on what's coming up in 2019. So I want you to sign up for that class too. It's free, the Quantum State of the Union. It's also a free program where we're going to be looking at really preparing for and planning 2019 in a very conscious way, in a way that we understand the energy of the year. But just to know that 2019 is a foundational year. It's a year of a triangle. So it's a three-year. 2019 adds up to three, actually, when you add all the numbers together. You keep adding them until it's a single number. It's a three, which is the triangle or the trinity. You're going to have the firm foundation, like a mountain. So you're building a foundation up, 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 and then to the mountain peak. You know, so we'll have the tip of the mountain. And so we start with a foundation, and that's what we've really worked on in the trainings as we've prepared for 2019. We've done it completely. We've pulled the whole calendar apart. I've reworked it and pulled the trainings apart and reworked them. So you're going to find a real sensitivity to both you, to having clearing. Every month there's going to be clearings. But never a weighted area where you're going to have like 4 clearings in a month, 4 clearing classes, different trainings in a month. It's always going to be balanced with some love and some wealth and some health things. And so we've really, and everything flows into the next thing. So I think you're going to really like how we've set things up. It's taken many, many hours to create this new foundation. But this new foundation is so consciously set that it's going to feel so good to you to step into. You're going to feel very much like, I think the other thing when I think about a three-year and a foundational year is I also think about like an oak tree. An oak tree which goes this way up, but it also goes that way down. So if you think about the triangle going up where you have the trunk and then the tree branches reaching up, and then you have the opposite. You have how to do that, but you have the roots going down, and so they're going out. If I was standing up, I could do that. So you have the roots. Oh, there we go. I just pretend these are the roots. So those are the roots going down. And so you have two triangles. You have the triangle below and then the expansion. And we think about that with the inner work, which is the roots. The inner work is the work that we do on ourselves, that inner constant shifting and changing. And as the inner work grows and we expand, our roots and our ability to get nourishment and really get what the universe has to give us, we have that ability as we develop our inner nature. And then the trunk and the branches and the leaves, again, being able to reach out into the world and be present in the world and not just be an isolated being inside, fixed, but not outside engaged. And so we want both. We want both the triangle above with the tree and then the roots below with the tree. Let's see, how did I do that? I did that like that. So above. So I think about that, and I think that's the concept we're going to work on a lot during the year, is that firm foundation, that fortification, the actual inner working, the working on strengthening in the inside as we blossom on the outside. As that you can see an oak tree that's been around for more than 100 years. And that oak tree is huge. It's huge. And its branches are reaching every which direction. And there are leaves everywhere. And that tree is a blessing. It provides shade. And it provides a place of rest. And is just a blessing to the environment. It adds to the air, you know, the air we breathe. So we're going to be thinking about those kinds of things as we move into our new year. We have, by the way, and keep chopping. We're not done with the chart. Let's see, where are we at with the chart? 92%. So we're going to finish on time, 92%. Tomorrow we have Best Year Yet. That's a wonderful community program. It's $29. If you haven't already joined the Growing Together program, if you're joined the Growing Together program, you're in already. So that year-long program, Growing Together, is tomorrow, Best Year Yet. And we're going to be working on our languaging and on languaging with our mock-ups so that we are using our voice to create a magnetic field for wealth and abundance. We are starting the Accelerate Wealth program. There's also the Year of Miracles. We're doing the breath. We're doing respiration. So we're doing everything from the sinuses, the nasal passages, and down the throat, and the bronchial and lungs, the diaphragm. Everything related to respiration will be in Year of Miracles. We have a really beautiful beginning. As well, we have the Blueprint Core coming up. And if you have not learned about the blueprint, this is the lower branches. This is the fortification. This is reclaiming the ancient secrets and knowledge. So if you haven't taken the Blueprint Core class yet, we had a blueprint class last year. It wasn't the core class, but it covered the main four aspects in the four realms. We've broken that up now, so we're just doing a four-part core. And then we'll do a four-part realms class. So we have that coming up also, which would be pretty spectacular for you to jump into. So just to let you know, these are things that are coming up that I'm thinking about for you. And then, of course, if you are an apprentice, and that's really a blessing. You're going to get the books, the charts. You're going to get the training, like, in a different way. Meaning that you're one of my apprentices, and so you're under my tutelage, under my wing, and I'm making sure that you're moving along at the pace that you need to go at for quantum activation mastery. So I want to encourage each of you to start thinking about as you think about your wealth and abundance, you think about your clearing, your love life, your health, your body, you think about your body goals. I want you to start thinking about any feelings that you have of competition or jealousy or discordance with others around that area, like they've got it and I want it. And I want you to start praying for their on their behalf and letting go of anything that relates to jealousy or competition or anything like that. I want you to let go of that. And also, I was also thinking about any kind of blaming, assigning responsibility to somebody else. I haven't gotten it. Let's just let that go too. So these are a couple things that we can be working on as we're moving into the new year. And we really think about being more mindful and maybe even doing the 5-minute meditations during the day. You can find 65 meditations on the Q5 app. It's sold in the app stores. So if you want more mindfulness, you want breaks during the day, and you want it easy, just download the app from any of the app stores, the Google Play and Apple, and they all have it, all of them do. So that's our app, the Q5. So I just want to encourage you to be staying mindful, staying present, staying grateful, and really staying in the vibration and the frequency of love as we let go of the past, as we let go of that which is not us. And I had picked out another inspirational piece that I wanted to share with you. One second here. And that is, actually, it's a version of the Lord's Prayer, but I thought how beautiful in the sacred ceremony space to share this. It's a different version than the traditional version. And so we think about the divine and how the divine stands with us. It's in both of the illumination books. O magnificent source of everything, breath of life, you who are the realm of sound and light, may I experience your glorious nature in my essence. The veil between heaven and earth becomes transparent in the realm, in this realm. In my great gratitude and love, I ask that your divine will become the guiding truth of this wondrous human domain. I am profoundly grateful for your guidance, moving my thoughts and actions towards embodied wisdom and understanding. I celebrate your generous assistance in manifesting my daily needs. Detach the fetters of fault that bind me karmically and support me in discovering the deeper blessings of challenge and discordance. Point my focused direction on contribution and depth, free from those actions that take me away from my highest expression of self. You are source of pure truth, power, grace, and beauty. You are constant through the ages of humankind, sealed in truth, faith, and trust. Amen. And as we come to the completion of the hour, let me just check and see where we're at with the chart. 96%. If you'd like to stay on a few minutes, watch some videos, I think 3 more minutes, I think, will get us where we need to go on the chart. So maybe a couple minutes, 2 or 3 minutes after we'll have finished the clearing chart. And then come to class and dance with me this year. Consider being an apprentice. I really, really want you in a year-long program. Growing Together is $29 a month. You could do that. Year of Miracles is $190 a month. The Apprentice Program, Foundational, and Trailblazer, you can check on those tuitions. But I want you there. I want you with me for the year. I want you here in class. I want to help you with clearings. There's so much I want to share with you, so much I've learned. Even over the last week, I've been really downloading a ton of knowledge and clearing tools. So please, please stay with me. Stay with me in the way that you can. Be with me through the year. Share this information and this knowledge with open-minded people. Share this with your friends and family. And invite them to a training. Maybe invite them to the free stuff. But share. And let's grow our community, grow our love, grow our mastery. I love you. God bless you. Have an amazing, amazing day. I don't know where you're at. We have 12 more hours here before it's 2019. You might have one or two. It might be 2019 already where you are. I love you. God bless you. And I'll see you really soon, hopefully tomorrow in class. Bye-bye for now. Keep pumping. And I'll let you know in the chat box when we're done.